This is Jim Radio.
From our palatial penthouse studios on the outskirts of Atlanta, it's the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge from Jim Radio. Yes, it's episode number 10. Another chance for you to hear five songs from five decades. We'll play the opening notes and see if you can identify the song or the artist, and if you're really good, even the year. So welcome aboard. Got to say right up front, we thank everybody for the kind words and the emails and the feedback we've gotten. Listeners from literally all over the world, and especially our trivia players who play trivia with us every Monday night and the rest of the week as well. We'll tell you a little bit more about the Trivia Factory in just a few minutes. But first, we've got some songs for you, some clues for you. This is the week of medium level of difficulty. And of course, most of you know how it works. We cycle through easy, medium, difficult, and expert level of difficulty. This week, it is the medium level of difficulty. So let's get started. Here's your clue from the 1960s.
He went away. He went away.
Yeah, we play each clue two times, give you a chance to make sure that you hear it good. Here comes your hit from the 1970s. We have a hit from the 1980s.
Shot through the heart! Shot through the heart!
How about something from the 1990s? That one was a little long, but do you recognize the song or the artist? How about something from the 2000s? There you go. There's your hint from the 2000s, five songs in five decades. And, of course, we always bring you this from the Trivia Factory. The Trivia Factory, of course, we do live trivia shows, tournaments weekly at restaurants and nightclubs and pubs around the Atlanta area. You can join me every Monday night at Wings and Things in Fayetteville. And occasionally filling in at other places. And, of course, brand new to the Trivia Factory is music trivia. And you just might hear this style of question for one of the bonuses as well. But you can always find more at thetriviafactory.com. A couple of people also writing in and asking where we get the information, the basis for the trivia that we provide. And we'll tell you a little bit about the songs and the would we read the answers? Well, they come from a number of different places. Of course, everybody's starting point is Wikipedia always has some at least basis of information. There's a great website called songfacts.com, which is another good starting place. And then after we get started there, then we start looking at other websites. And the artist websites often provide a real insight into how a song got to be written or some of the trivia behind it. And then, of course, there's a number of books and references that we have collected through the many years. Joel Whitburn's Top 40 research has been invaluable in producing this podcast as well. All right, you are all anxiously awaiting it. Let's get to the answers. Here was your hit from the 1960s.
He went away.
From 1963, it was the Angels.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night.
The song, of course, My Boyfriend's Back, from 1963. The Angels were a trio of young ladies from New Jersey, and in 1963, they signed to the Smash record label, owned by Mercury Records. They began working with the songwriting team who wrote My Boyfriend's Back. Now, the Angels recording was simply intended to be a demo for the Shirelles, for them to consider recording it, but the music publishers instead chose to release it as it was recorded. The song was a major hit. It spent 3 weeks at the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's your hit from the 1970s. Did you recognize that clue? From the classic album Fly Like an Eagle. It was the Steve Miller Band. Number one, 1976, and Rockin' Me.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Well, according to Steve Miller's own website, he entered San Francisco's CBS studios in September 1975 and with a couple of other musicians laid down a bunch of basic instrumental tracks in 2 weeks period of time. And then he retreated to his home studio where he spent the next 6 months scrupulously overdubbing the tapes into what eventually became the Fly Like an Eagle album. And he claims Rockin' Me was the song that he custom tailored for one specific live performance, and that was the gigantic Nebworth Festival in England, where he appeared with Pink Floyd. And he said he wrote the song specifically for that occasion, trying to work up a piece of material that he could get across to a crowd that big. Here's your hit from the 1980s. Well, Bon Jovi fans should have no trouble identifying it. 1986. Yeah, from 1986, a number one hit for Bon Jovi. Song about a nameless woman who has jilted her lover. It's originally written by Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora for the band Loverboy, but they liked it so much, they kept it for themselves. It was released as the first single from the album Slippery When Wet. The album title, by the way, was inspired when they went to a strip club after recording sessions in Vancouver, Canada. Slippery When Wet, of course, a common road sign in America, but one would have to think they were probably more inspired by the girls who danced in the shower at the club. All right, here's your hit from the 1990s. A rather long clue, but you might recognize it. From 1991, MC Hammer and Adam's Groove. Yeah, it came from the Addams Family movie, written and sung by MC Hammer. And the song had the unusual and probably unwanted distinction of winning the Golden Raspberry Award in 1991 for the worst original song written for a movie. Now, the awards are better known as the Razzies, and they were awarded annually to dishonor the worst that the film industry has to offer. The other songs nominated that year: Cool as Ice by Vanilla Ice from the movie of the same name, and Why Was I Born by Iggy Pop from the movie Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. All right, let's wrap this thing up with our hit from the 2000s. Yeah, you might have recognized it from 2002. Avril Lavigne and Complicated. Tell me why they had to go make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else. Yeah, the song was written by Avril Lavigne, along with the music production team of Scott Spock, Lauren Christie, and Graham Edwards, who called themselves The Matrix. They are also noted for producing hits for Britney Spears and Hilary Duff, among others. The song is met with some controversy over its songwriting credits in several interviews. While promoting the album, Lavigne claimed that Complicated was inspired by her own life and that she was a singer-songwriter who was very much involved in the creative process and that she'd written most of Complicated along with The Matrix. However, The Matrix later claimed that they had actually written most of Complicated and that Avril Lavigne had only added a few minor changes to the song. Nevertheless, it was one of the most successful releases of 2002, and in terms of chart performance, was Lavigne's second most successful single. Well, how'd you do? Five songs from five decades? We do it every week. We look forward to having you join us again next week. Feedback always appreciated at jimradio@gmail.com. And, of course, you can find the show notes at jimdriscoll.net. We will see you next time. It's the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge Podcast.